Hello and welcome to Bravo and Blaze with Jenny Blaze. Today we are here to review Vanderpump Rules Season 11, Episode 13, Jack's Attack, which aired on Bravo last night but can also be streamed on Peacock. Ali Luber and Janet Kapurna were on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen on Bravo, and we had the Vanderpump Rules after show on YouTube, and you can stream it on Peacock as well. I'm going to go through today's review and provide archived social media content that took place during filming of this episode of Vanderpump Rules. So let's go. You are new here. I am a big fan of Countess Luann de Lesseps' infamous line, "Be cool, don't be all like uncool." I try to live by this quote, and we do live by this quote here on Bravo and Blaze. So just know that this podcast is for entertainment purposes only. However, make sure you subscribe, follow, share, like, comment, and leave a 5-star rating. So far this season of Vanderpump Rules, I've tried to quit covering Vanderpump Rules and failed, obviously. However, I did interview Peter Madrigal to announce his new reality TV network that he is launching in June. He also gave us insight into why he didn't return to Vanderpump Rules season 11. Make sure you go check that out. There will be a link available for you in the show notes. We had a more recent interview with Amanda Lifford, who is formerly known from File Files, and Anne Maddox, who is Tom Sandoval's former assistant, who have launched their very own podcast called We Signed an NDA. That is another interview you can go catch up on because this season is coming to an end soon. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but facts. If you are a podcast listener, you may want to check out the visuals here on YouTube because some of the social media content is just static images or video with background music that I can't play. Also, as a reminder, I cannot include the footage caught by paparazzi outlets like Backgrid and TMZ. So make sure you check out all the clips on social media at Bravo and Blaze, specifically Instagram, because there is a lot. I can't even keep up with it all on TikTok, and YouTube doesn't let me post those clips in YouTube Shorts either. So that's how we're doing it. I posted some paparazzi footage on social media from Backgrid on August 16th, 2023. It was filmed immediately before Sandoval entered Schwartz's apartment, where we saw the scene of Sandoval crying over the podcast to Schwartz. And I know, like, Tom Sandoval owes nothing to paparazzi, but he very blatantly lied. He said he didn't hear the podcast, didn't know about it. And then next thing you know, he's crying about it in Schwartz's apartment. So I just thought that was interesting to say. Okay. Before we dive into this week's episode, we are going to go through social media content and what's been going on, or the weekly Vanderpump Rules news, if you want to call it quote unquote news. One thing that I thought was hilarious. So on last week's after show of Vanderpump Rules, there's a clip of James say, calling Tom Sandoval's band a fake joke clown town band. James commented and said, "Clown town was a kid's jungle gym in London." Laugh emoji. I had a birthday there when I was seven. Oh, I love when this is interactive. It's so fun. TMZ got some footage of Sheena doing a shift at Chili's, wearing a Chili's uniform, and a video of Sheena working. And I think people are confused. So last week I talked about this. Sheena and Katie, they teamed up and did like an espresso martini at Chili's. And part of the promotion for that, like Madison did this at Cane's, Ariana did this at Cane's. I think even like, what's his name? Craig from Southern Charm. I think he even did it at Cane's too. But people do this. And yeah, so TMZ caught some footage of it. Also, Wolf by Lisa Vanderpump is officially open. We saw some clips of that. The finale episode. I asked you all, what should we do? Because it's coming up soon. It's in 2 weeks. These are some of the responses. Dying for the reunion, a watch party with other VPR fan slash addicts. With an enema because of all the bullshit this season fed us. That's funny. Making cocktails from Ariana's book. That's cute. I like that one. Watching on the big screen TV. Love that. Cheersing that it's over. Such a disappointment of a season. I don't feel that way. I think this season is still good, but I think it should be the last. Binging some Bravo Vault show to feed the need. Yeah, they just released a bunch. I'm not going to go through all of them because I didn't get a little care package. Did you guys? Just kidding. Smoking my favorite. I'm assuming some good stuff. Ooh, this person said by not watching, refuse to reward Alex Baskin for coordinating Ariana abuse. I like that person. By crying because now I have to wait for another season, LOL. What if there is no other season? By not watching it. Wow. Already? Not there yet. This emoji. So, I first saw on the Reality Ashley that Katie Maloney was on the Two T's podcast and was talking about Penny. And then I saw on By Wig Hello Drama. Katie revealed on the Popping Off podcast with Emily and Teddy. Oh, what did I say? Two T's? Whatever. I don't. I didn't know they had another podcast. Okay, whatever. Katie revealed on the Popping Off podcast with Emily and Teddy that she and Ariana are no longer working with Chef Penny. The sandwich shop is still opening, though. Side note, the something about her trademark is owned by Penny through her company, Put a Fork in It, LLC. It's still pending approval. Okay, in the caption, it says something about her update. Katie was on the Popping Off podcast with Teddy Mellencamp and Emily Simpson and talked about the sandwich shop. Katie did not mention the trademark issue. That has been a rumor and then confirmed by The Sun. Excerpt from The Sun. Speaking with the US Sun, a source revealed that if Penny was more involved in the restaurant opening process, something about her would have been open by now. Ooh, that's some shade. Who is this source? Penny hasn't been as active recently because Ariana and Katie wanted to be on the front end of things and be more hands-on. But Penny has always been a supporter and will continue to be a supporter, the insider said. They continued by stating that Penny would always be there for them if they needed her help. Penny certainly could have had this open a long time ago. She poured her heart and soul into it, and she is a constructive person who also has an immense level of experience and expertise in the industry. Having a lot of good relationships with the city and with operators in the restaurant space, Penny would have had something about her open already if Ariana and Katie reached out for help, the source concluded. The something about her trademark is owned by Penny through her company, Put a Fork in It, LLC. There were conversations about several logistical steps to getting the restaurant open and the brand protected. Penny had said, look, one of the things that we should do as a partnership is establish trademark protection. He explained. Katie and Ariana said, yeah, that would be great if you do that. Drama. Vanderpod recaps covered shenanigans with Sheena. Sheena talks about going to Coachella, which we talked about last week. And what I thought was so funny is the way that she was talking about how Schwartz was there and like they kept running into him, but he was trying to be like all incognito, but he wound up just looking like a creep. And also, don't forget, he was the personification of a walking billboard after screaming and yelling at Lala in season 10. But apparently he was creeping like a Schwartz. And Sheena even said he was a weirdo in the crowd. Okay, so Sunday was fun. April 21st. Bravo, Bravo, Bravo Brie posted that Sheena started following Sandoval's new girlfriend at, I don't know what time. I posted in my stories at 11:24 a.m. At 3:04 p.m., I reposted Bravo, Bravo, Bravo Brie, giving us an update that Sheena stopped following Sandoval's girlfriend. Oh, that's 2.5 hours later, guys. Also, Queens of Bravo reposted part of an IG live from Joe My Gosh. And I really did not like this IG live, the way that she was talking about intimate details between her and Schwartz, and just the way that she was so cavalier in her demeanor. I just didn't like the energy and vibe I was getting from it. And I felt like she was kind of being gross. And then it made me think of Grossy Josie. And I'm standing by that for now. Unnecessary. Totally unnecessary IG live. But okay. Reads and receipts. They noted that one of the questions to Joe during this IG live was, did Sandoval bone Billy? Joe's response was, no, no, Sandoval and Billy never hooked up. Never, never. Billy Lee is one of my best friends. No, no, no. And to that I say, Billy Lee is one of my best friends is like the biggest red flag I've ever heard. Like, you in danger, girl. Hello. Danger. Watch your back. Bi-Wig Hello Drama. I basically get everything from Bi-Wig Hello Drama. They posted a clip of Good as Gold, the screamo version, with Schwartz getting a drink poured on his head. And let's not forget, Schwartz has been seen pouring a drink on Stassi's head, I think season one, on her birthday. And on his wife's head, Katie. She wasn't his wife yet, but still. Karma. We need that. Also from Bi-Wig Hello Drama. Ariana Maddox was at the LA Times Festival of Books. And someone from Reddit, LuckyDuckling8989, recapped a bit of it. Noice. Noice, LuckyDuckling8989. Pulling through. MVP. Okay. I don't even know what's in this yet. I haven't read it. I wish I recorded more, but I really wanted to enjoy it without having a phone the whole time. I did also add a video in another post. She did mention the following. One, the fact that she didn't think she could do a book alone the first time. Partly because she really felt that way and partly because Sandoval added to that fear. I'll never forgive him for that. And once Sandoval did what he did, made her realize how strong she was and she could do anything, including a book. Two, she wants to make a mocktail book someday for the pregnant people and sober folk like me and me, literally. Oh my gosh, lucky duckling. Love you. Three, she said that Vanderpump and all reality TV always gives all sides of situations, always and forever. She was prepared for the redemption arc because it's the nature of storytelling with this particular situation. But she thinks he's not contributing to his own redemption. True story. Number four, she thought the season went differently with the girls during filming, and watching it now, she said, quote, I thought we were like Spice Girls, yay, but no. Five, she was asked if VPR is beneficial to her anymore, and she had to say she couldn't comment on those choices, but she would make the right choice that worked for her if it made sense in the future. Six, she was asked if she was prepared for a villain edit, and she made a joke, you don't think I'm getting the villain edit? And laughed. Fully knowing she's been seen and edited a certain way. She was so diplomatic about how shows work, though. So it felt like she either wasn't that mad or was more than prepared for this. She also mentioned the timing of filming so quick after the season 10 reunion both helped and harmed her healing. She said, we all saw her at her messiest because in trauma, fight, flight, freeze, or fawn, she freezes. So she's hiding out in her room with all of her boxes and belongings because she's hunkering down and freezing up so quickly after everything. But she's happy it helped her push through some of the awkwardness and it gave her pieces to work with day by day to heal. And then there's some pictures. So Monday morning, I wake up to Face Reality 16 posts. Apparently Jax has a thing for public bathrooms. Jax and the two Toms were somewhere in Canada over the weekend doing an appearance, and there was so much drama going on. I can't even cover all of the Valley drama, so I might leave that for a Patreon episode. But the rumor is, allegedly, Jax and his publicist banged in the bathroom. I know. I know. Oh my gosh. Bi-Wig Hello Drama posted this clip of James Kennedy and Ali Luber singing together on the children's stage at the LA Times Festival of Books.
I believe in you.
I believe in you. You just need to follow your dreams until you reach them. Until you reach them. I believe in you.
Get in the way, the universe, she's on your side, she's always here for you and I, so
you can have whatever you dream.
Yes,
the people that love you are the ones on your team.
This is via Bravo Babe 8 on TikTok. Oh my gosh, I think this is so adorable. I freaking love it. I love it. So cute. Okay, so then on Vanderpump Valley Day, Tuesday morning, I see the Bravo investigator post, this is Sandoval's legal counsel's response to Rachel's lawsuit. On April 22nd, 2024, Sandoval's lawyers filed a demurrer, which means that they are arguing that what is being alleged doesn't have sufficient facts to prove that the specific laws being alleged to be broken were broken. More specifically, Sandoval is alleging that by Rachel's own account, the affair was open and public and people knew about it. Therefore, she did not have the reasonable expectation to privacy. I'm curious to see if a judge agrees. Wow. I just like reposted this, not really thinking about it, just archiving. I'm a data hoarder. But then somebody messaged me and was like, hold up. Isn't that Scott Peterson's lawyer? And I'm like, excuse me? So I start spiraling. I'm like, he's trolling us hard at this point. Like, okay, we get it. I made this silly joke. It was a joke. But it also had a little bit of truth behind it because I really haven't been this floored since Scott Peterson. But he's repeated it on the show. And now I'm thinking he hired Scott Peterson's lawyer to represent him. In this case, I'm like, no way. This is insane. So then the Bravo investigator posts another post saying how, like, basically Rachel's lawyer and Tom's lawyer, they're brothers. And I'm like, wait, what? This is getting way more crazy. So then turns out Rachel retained Scott Peterson's lawyer first, which makes me spiral even more because, one, I got it wrong. But then she retained this lawyer around the same time she did Bethany's podcast, which is around the same time that Tom Sandoval was crying in the closet filming that scene where he compared himself to Scott Peterson. Either Rachel and Tom were both discussing Scott Peterson together at the same time, or I witched this shit to happen. I'm creeped the fuck out by myself right now. Like, this is nuts. Did I do this? No. Am I a witch? I'm a witch. Okay. Shout out to Sheena. She had a cameo on Lopez vs. Lopez.
A baby? Just one? Slow day.
I think that's a perfect fit for Sheena. I love that. And in other news, the reality Ashley posted something about her will officially open May 22nd, 2021. It was in the U.S. Sun. Yay! Also, I posted a link to the Hotel Ziggy Amazon dupe dress, and Amazon deactivated my account after that. I don't know why. So weird, but I'm still going to drop the link because it's too good. Oh my gosh. That's only the social media part. For the week, weekly updates. I gotta take a break.